Another strategy that makes sense when you're in the decision step is to make sure that you know the cast of characters involved in deciding whether or not to buy your product or service. Keep in mind that putting together the cast of characters isn't as simple as filling in an organizational chart and requires you to determine three aspects of the who question that we discussed earlier: the titles of the people involved in making the decision, the responsibilities of those people, and their stake in the decision. You'll need to identify the stars, co-stars, supporting cast, and bit players, a Sandler trainer explains.
The stars are those individuals who have the authority and control over the resources needed to purchase your product or service. Be sure that you understand what role the stars will play in the decision process. If the star is the CEO of a large company, he may delegate the authority to a co-star. If the star is the sole breadwinner of a household, the decision may be shared with the significant other or passed to them altogether. The co-stars are those individuals who have a significant influence in the buying decision. Very often, the authority to purchase your product or service has been delegated to them through the leadership functions assigned to their job description, such as a plant manager or vice president of operations. Be careful, because their authority usually has limits, beyond which the decision has to go before a management committee. In the decision step, you must be clear as to the authority of the co-stars. If you're selling to households, don't be surprised to find that the husband and the wife co-star when it comes to the decision-making process. The supporting cast members will tend to be individuals, managers or supervisors, who have little authority to make the buying decision, but they can decide whether or not you get to talk or meet with the stars and co-stars. That is why it's always better to make your prospecting call on the stars, because they can refer you down to the others. The supporting cast members are usually the information gatherers. In general, they avoid taking risks. And don't get upset if you find out that the supporting cast doesn't really know the actual process that the co-stars and stars are going to use to make a decision. This could also apply when you're selling to individuals. You might find that a family member has been delegated to accumulate the information for the stars and co-stars. Many times, mom and dad will ask one of the kids to help them with major purchases and decisions. The bit players are people within the organization who actually have to live with the products or services that you're selling. Bit players usually have no authority in deciding which products or services to buy, but they do have input. A bit player can tell the other cast members what the problems are, the issues are with the current vendor. You would be wise to find out who these people are during your decision step and pay them a research visit. Bit players can provide you with a wealth of information that will assist you in the pain and budget steps.
So, a good decision step will be sure to identify and confirm the cast of characters. Once you've identified the individuals involved, talk to as many of them as possible and accumulate information that will help you bond and build rapport with these important individuals right through the selling cycle.